Do you ever feel like there are sins in your past that may stop God from being able to use you? Or do you feel shame or like there's too much for you to be redeemed? You know, I have to be honest, stepping into the place of Bible teaching, Satan has thrown those lies at me often. And maybe this is why I love the story of Rahab so much. Because see, while Rahab was still a prostitute, God started preparing her heart and the circumstances around her for her to be used in mighty, mighty ways. She's even mentioned in James as one who is counted righteous because of her actions. I mean, that's mind-blowing to me, y'all. Out of all of the people the brother of Jesus could have named, he named her. Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur podcast and video stream. As you know, you can now catch all of these on YouTube at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. Our mission is to walk with you through entrepreneurship in faith and step into the full purpose that God has for you and your business. We want to help you align your mind and your business biblically. We want you to take God-sized steps of obedience because we know that He blesses faith, and we want to cover your business in prayer. My name is Jen Kleiber, founder of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host on this ongoing conversation on faith and business. So if you are a faith-filled entrepreneur, or if you feel God leading you in that direction, then you, my friend, have come to the right place. So let's dig in. And before we get started, let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, Lord, you are holy, you are good, and you are for us. Thank you so much for every person who's listening to this podcast or watching this video. Lord, you have brought them here for a reason. I pray that you would open their hearts, open their minds to your truth. Thank you for your word. Thank you for Rahab. Thank you for your grace and for your forgiveness. Help us to be more like you every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so as you know, the Fight Fear with Faith Bible Study Bundle is now available for pre-sale. You can head to jenkleiber.com/Bible Studies and check that out. But in the bundle, we walk through three ordinary people that God uses in incredible ways. Actually, it's more like five: Esther, Joshua, and Nehemiah. So today, we're going to pull out one of my favorite stories from Joshua and be encouraged and amazed by the grace and also just the ways of God. Now, as part of the Fight Fear with Faith bundle, each Bible study is 4 weeks long and has a video introduction to go with each week. So as you can imagine, we dive in pretty deeply to the context and scripture around each person. But today, we're going to touch on Rahab, okay? So Rahab's story starts at pretty much the beginning of the story of Joshua in chapter 2. Okay, so in a very undramatic summary that I'm going to give you here, Rahab lived in Jericho, and this Jericho was in Canaan, which, as you probably know, was also known as the Promised Land. Joshua was on a God-given mission after Moses to lead the Israelites into Canaan. Now, there's a lot to unpack in Joshua, and we do that in the four-week Bible study, but as you know, Joshua sends spies, God-fearing spies, into Jericho to check out the situation. They find Rahab's house, and while they're staying with Rahab, soldiers come looking for them. Rahab hides the spies, and then she sends the soldiers on a wild goose hunt the other direction. Now, Rahab would have surely been killed had the soldiers found the spies, right? So we could definitely talk about Rahab's bravery. We could definitely talk about her courage. But in this podcast, I actually want to talk about where God shows up so visibly in Rahab's story. Okay, so I'm going to give you five ways. Number one, the location of her house. So Rahab's house was actually located inside the walls of Jericho, which made it the perfect location for the spies to enter and also for Rahab and her family to escape, right? So Rahab hid the spies in return for her family being spared, and the spies then made a deal with her to put down a scarlet rope out the window, and that would let the rest of the Israelites know that Rahab and her family were to be spared. So the location of her house allowed her to do that and allowed for her family to be rescued. This was no accident, right? Okay, number two, the direction of the spies. Now, the fact that God-fearing spies went to the house of a prostitute is not a coincidence, okay? We know based in chapter one that the spies working for Joshua were law-abiding, God-fearing Israelites. Don't you think it's interesting that they landed at a prostitute's house? Now, this makes me think of like divine placements, right? Have you ever, been going for a walk and then all of a sudden you're really prompted to go into this coffee shop, right? And then when you go in there, you end up getting into a conversation with someone that you just know was divinely appointed. That's how I envision this happening, right? The spies are going in and feeling prompted to go to this particular house, and it ends up being Rahab who is ready and open to obey the Lord in this way. Okay, number three, her occupation. Now, we don't know why Rahab was a prostitute. We know that she was loyal to her family. We know that she risked her own life to save her family for their safety, but we don't know much about her background. We also know that there's no sin or no temptation that comes from God. Well, we also know that God can take that sin and redeem it for something beautiful. And the fact that she was a prostitute may actually have helped the situation because it made the comings and goings, or in other words, men going in and out of her house, a little less noticeable, right? So when the soldiers came and they said, "Were these spies here?" it was easy for her to say, "Yeah, they were, but I don't know why they were here, but they left this morning." And the spies didn't really question it, right? So her occupation in being a prostitute actually set up this situation to bode well for her and for the spies. Okay, number four, the season. So flax had just been harvested, and because of that, it was perfectly normal to have these stalks of flax drying on the roof, which is where the spies hid under them. Now, probably these stalks were gross and wet and dirty, and so not something that the soldiers necessarily wanted to wade through, but it was perfectly normal to have them drying out on the roof, so it made a great hiding place for the spies. Had it not been this time of the year in this season, those stalks would not have been there. The soldiers may not have been able to hide as easily. Okay, and then number five, and probably the most important, Rahab's heart had softened for God, right? Now, all of the people of Jericho were starting to feel a lot of fear towards the Israelites and towards God because of the battles that the Israelites had been winning, right? But Rahab makes a statement in verse 11. She says, "For the Lord your God is the supreme God of heavens above and earth below." And this shows her turn in her heart. Okay, so yes, all of the people were scared, including her, but Rahab took it further. She expressed God's deity and sovereignty. And this faith is what ends up saving her in more ways than one, right? I fully believe that had God not softened her heart and had she not followed in obedience, she would have had the physical fear, yes, but not the faith to move forward in bravery. So clearly God's hand is on every part of this situation, right? He'd already promised victory to the Israelites. He's using Rahab to do that. But let's talk about some of the outcomes that God provided for Rahab specifically and because of Rahab specifically, okay? So as we know, Rahab and her family are spared, and she goes on to live with the Israelites in their camp. We don't really know a timeline of this, right? But this is where it gets great. Rahab becomes the mother of Boaz. Boaz, y'all. Mamas, this right here is the perfect example of how your past does not have to affect your children. And what's more important is that Boaz is mentioned in the lineage of Jesus. I mean, I'm just going to leave that right there, y'all. If that doesn't give you goosebumps, I don't know what will. And furthermore, as I mentioned earlier, James, who is Jesus' brother, mentions Rahab as being an example of faith because of her actions when he's describing what genuine faith is in James. Y'all, this is incredible. It is incredible how God can take somebody like Rahab and redeem her and elevate her to such a level of importance that her son is in the lineage of Jesus. It's incredible. I'm going to pray again. Lord, I just ask you to release these precious listeners from any lie that Satan may be putting in their minds that tells them that you cannot use them, because you can and you will. I pray for their release over that. I pray that they would surrender those thoughts to you, that they would surrender their lives to you, surrender their businesses to you, and make themselves available to be used by you, because we know that through your mighty work within us that you can do more than we can ever ask or imagine. And Lord, we are asking for that now. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. So one more reminder, if you want to dive deeper into the study of Joshua and Rahab, you can still pre-order your Fight Fear with Faith bundle for just a little while longer. Obviously, you'll be able to grab it after the pre-sale, but you won't get the sale right now. It's basically buy two, get one free. You won't be able to get the sale and you won't get all the goodies that have come with it. So you can head to jenkleiber.com/Bible studies to check that out. Thank you, friends, for listening. I pray that this was as encouraging to you as it is to me. Don't forget that you can check out the video version on YouTube at thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com. And if you're watching it on YouTube, thank you. Please subscribe, download, and if the Lord leads you, leave a review. That is so helpful to me, and we need to get the word out because we need faith leading business more than ever right now.